that response from people, I say, well, you know, we've got this button, early war tax resister is Henry David Thoreau, and he did go to jail for that. But you know what? They don't do that anymore because people can't pay their taxes in jail. They're not working. So the IRS would sooner see people continue to work and figure out a plan with them to get the money. That being said, there's all kinds of different ways that war tax resisters resist. I always tell people, you have never met such a group of people that are individuals in any kind of venue, any kind of format. The people that are part of war tax resistance march to the beat of their own drum. They got into it for their own reason, and they do it the way they feel, and maybe it's based on some other people, and maybe it's just from what they hear from within, what their conscience is telling them. And so I have taken the approach of filing so that I'm legal, except that I'm not including payment. When I do that, the federal government has a 10-year statute of limitations for collections. And my point of view in doing resistance is to remain as uncollectible as possible. Now, there are some people that will not mind if the IRS comes and gets their money on an annual or, you know, every 2 or 3 year basis, you know, or assess penalties and interest and then pay for it. My point of view is I don't want them to get a darn dime, you know, if I can help it. So as soon as I started resisting, I closed my bank account because I found out that that was the easiest way for them to get money. The next easiest way was then and still is garnishing wages. You know, they follow your Social Security number. So anything, you know, mutual funds, wages, assets, houses, cars, anything that has your Social Security number on it is what they look for. Over the years, I have kind of refined the way that I resist so that I hopefully give them nothing. Now, that being said, they have tried to garnish my wages twice now. One was in 2002, and one was 2 weeks ago. And both of those occasions, I was fortunate enough not to have had a check garnished and had some time to quit. In 2002, they actually did get, I think, around $300 that I owed, or they say that I owed. I really didn't think that I owed it. And 2 weeks ago, they actually got nothing because I was able to quit before they were able to get anything. That being said, I control it through... The easiest way to be a war tax resister is to have your own business and therefore control the amount of declared income. And even easier than that is live below the taxable income level, which isn't that easy in this country. Though some people attempt to do it and some people do. I, at this moment, am making a living by piecing together employment again after taking a couple weeks break. I'm going to be making some of the money through growing and selling vegetables at the local farmers market. I'm going to, hopefully, I'm waiting to hear back, teaching English half-time with refugees from, called the Montagnard, tribal populations from the hills of Vietnam. And I'm looking at the possibility of starting my own business for writing. So what I've figured out finally in a long haul toward setting up my own business is that kind of divesting myself from one job, one income, where, you know, I'm working 40 to 60 hours a week and, you know, having the benefits that come with that, instead figuring out my benefits in other ways and diversifying so that I am not making above taxable income in any one job.